come when we die here, nobody gives a fuck? I think because we are the invisible people. You know, people, and we're throwaways. We're used, you know. I want to make sure I say this right. But the politics of prisoners is so beautiful in how much money they can generate for politicians. You know, how many votes they can generate for politicians. Oh, I'm tough on crime. I believe if they commit a third felony, we lock them away for life. Then that sounds good, and maybe people like, well, yeah, lock them away for life. I didn't want them to get paroled the first two times. I did everything. I've never been here for something I didn't do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know too many innocent people. Mm-hmm. That's point blank honest. I know nobody who is as innocent.
It's the lifestyle. It's a criminal lifestyle. You start living it. It becomes your life. Everything you do.
I am not as rare as I seem. There's guys in here that much brighter, intellectual. Guys who speak about philosophy, religion. And I'm probably one of the lesser of those guys. I never sit up here and presume to be somebody of high intellect. I'm a guy that I know is intelligent. I know I'm smart. I know I'm talented. But there's a lot of us here. The reason we come here is because, in my opinion anyway, and I thought about this, we made mistakes as juveniles. Because the system was so messed up as juveniles, we didn't learn more mistakes to make. And I didn't stick a gun in somebody's face the first time I got locked up. I didn't stick a gun in nobody's face until I was like 20-something years old, but I had already been in the system 7 years. Like I told you, I went in for burglary. My next was stealing cars. Then selling drugs, possession of firearms. Then the robbery, you know? Learning all these different things, meeting all these different guys. It's guys here that only see each other in prison, but it's also guys here that network like you. If you went to an artist gallery, I'm sure you would see some guy who maybe paints or draw. You take pictures, maybe he paint, maybe he sculpture. And you guys would want to know each other because you have similar ideas and talents. Well, I might be sitting with a guy, he's from a different neighborhood, and he hears that I've stuck up so many people, and he might need a strong gun behind him. He may be a big drug dealer. Well, big drug dealer might have more money than I got. Maybe we can link up. And these are guys who go home around the same time and keep in contact with each other. And now they've actually networked, but in a negative way. Sure, they may be making more money, but they're causing themselves more trouble. And nobody, I know no old gangsters. I know no old drug dealers. I know no old killers. We all come to prison. I want to go back so bad. If I could go back to 1986, going through high school, when I was getting straight A's, man, it'd be so sweet, but you can't do it.
What changed? How did you, at one point, go from being a straight A student who wasn't doing robberies, carjackings, or anything, you know, to somebody who was, what happened? People would want to know that.
You know, I thought about that question. I have psychological reports where they asked me that question, and I don't know. I honestly don't know. I committed my first crime as a lark. I was with a few girls. They knew some other girl whose parents had went away for the weekend. They actually wanted to borrow her Atari 1600, if you remember that. They wanted to borrow it. And they knew how to get in the house. They was like, with the back door, you can get in with it. Of course, but you know, being girls, not to denigrate women, but we're 13 or 12 or some stuff like that. They weren't going to go in that house by themselves. Like, come on, let's go. You know, I liked those girls. Oh, I go, well, you want to go up to a mountain? We're going wherever you want to go. We break into the house. Don't kick no doors. We just jiggle the thing with a butter knife. Go inside, and they're taking the Atari. So I'm like, well, I can use this camera. I can use this jewelry. And we all took the stuff. When people see our gallery, will they see, well, that's a weird looking guy, or that's a handsome guy, or whatever. But are they going to see that that's a real person with a family? My daughter's 10 years old. If I do the time I'm going to do, she'll be 18, 19 years old before I come home. Hopefully I'm going to see her tomorrow. It'll be the first time I've seen her in a year. And I'm not a guy that wasn't there. I was there. And she missed. I sent her a birthday card. Birthday was July 2nd. I sent her a card I made in the computer room, and I sent it to her.
And her mother wrote me back and said, the only reason I'm writing you is because you made your daughter real happy with the car. I sent her a car, and she ran around with the car all day long. She didn't jump on her bike, she didn't do nothing. She wants her father in her life the same way her father wanted to be in her life.
How did that make you feel?
I can tell you, I won't tell nobody else. I cried. And, you know, people don't look at us as humans. People don't think, and sometimes you're not human here. It wasn't that I got soft in prison. I spent 5.5 years putting all my feelings to the side. I couldn't cry in prison. I couldn't. There's not too much laughing in prison. You know, you spend 5.5 years being tough and maintaining what we call just square, so that nobody sees any sign of weakness in you. That does damage to people. So when I got home, the littlest things would make me cry because finally I can release those emotions. My mother doesn't want to come see me. My sister, they hate coming through the door. They hate being treated like prisoners because that's what they treat them with when they come through the door. They hate that, and I hate that they have to go through that. They also hate the look in their eyes when they leave and I can't leave with them. And they're leaving me behind. That's what they do every time they come visit somebody. So many people come with preconceived notions as what a prisoner, and it's not, okay, he's a prisoner, he did whatever. It's he's a prisoner, he's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
He's the guy, you know, whatever the worst thing is that they've seen in prison or whatever, that's what I am. And I'm not that guy. Yeah. And most of us are not that guy.
Yeah.